The health department in Waterloo Region added 15 new COVID-19 cases to its summary dashboard on Tuesday. Three of them were added to previous daily totals. That compares with 24 cases on Monday. The overall total is now 19,287. 13 people are being treated for the virus in a local hospital, 9 are in intensive care. The active caseload is down to 189. 81% of residents 12 and over are now fully vaccinated. Over 87% of eligible residents have received at least one dose of the vaccine, which works out to over 854,000 doses. Here are some other updates from the region's COVID summary dashboard. 6,031 cases have screened positive for variants of concern. 3,128 are the Alpha variant, first found in UK, 21 are linked to the Beta variant, first detected in South Africa, 2,524 are linked to the Delta strain, first located in India, 98 are linked to the Gamma variant, first found in Brazil, 263 cases where a mutation has been detected. Note, 787 suspected Delta cases were added Tuesday. Due to provincial lab changes, 18,802 resolved cases, 97%, the local death toll is 292. No new deaths were reported Tuesday. Over 579,000 tests have been done. There are 6 active outbreaks in the region. 4 are in workplaces. New construction 17, 2 cases, trades and related services 22, 2 cases, Pluto Daycare, 2 cases, manufacturing, industrial 41, 7 cases, health, dental services, 5, 2 cases, Victoria Place RH, 1 staff case, 1 resident case, 1 death. Meantime, the province reported 577 cases Tuesday, 349 were unvaccinated. The rest of the provincial COVID-19 totals are posted below. 78% of those 12 and over have been fully vaccinated. 575,796 total cases, 560,069 resolved cases in hospital due to COVID, 138 unvaccinated, 8 partially vaccinated, 38 fully vaccinated. ICU data 98 unvaccinated, 9 partially vaccinated, 9 fully vaccinated, 9,624 deaths. 7 new, 21,133 tests completed Monday, over 17.56 million since January 15, 2020.